Didn't like the game right from the onset. Had nothing to do with the score, really. I think we got exactly what we deserved. And we weren't very good. Our best players were not our best players, and theirs were. And to me, this game went exactly the way you could see it go. It's a matter of time before that happened.
Why was it like that just right from the start?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think the players and the coaches have to be accountable. So it's not only the players, it's the coaches have to be just as accountable as them. We're all in this thing together. You know, there's no doubt that the emotional level that we were at wasn't enough, wasn't good enough. The problem was is you couldn't stop the bleeding. That was the problem. And that's really, that's sad. It's sad because we came so far, you know, and to do this to each other and to disrespect this, each other like this was silly. We only had to play 20 minutes in the third, and yet we couldn't do that. And there was a lot of things that, well, this one will stick in there for a long time. And to me, the bottom line with this game is that if we don't make the playoffs, we don't deserve to make the playoffs. That's the bottom line. We don't deserve. You can go down the road record all you want, and you can go down all the other areas you want, but if we don't make it, it's because we don't deserve to make it. There's a price to pay to win games, and there's a price to pay to get in the playoffs. And it's not a sometimes thing.
Can you say anything about Andropov,
the
status?
I don't know. We'll see how he is. He wasn't great, so I haven't checked. That wasn't my main focus right now. Yeah, I don't know more where he's at there.
It kind of seemed early on that his passes were not on the tape and things like that. Does that stuff kind of snowball in a game, or was it, you know, you said it, you weren't happy from the start.
It has nothing to do with passes and plays. It has nothing to do with. It has everything to do with what's above your shoulders. That's exactly where it sits and it stays. It's nothing to do. The passes and the execution is just a byproduct of what's your mentality. That's what it is. You know, and it's easy to sit and say, well, how come blah, 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 this and that, but it's not that easy because it's. It was, everybody would win all the time. You'd get your A games all the time. You don't, you know. We didn't have very many A games tonight. And there was a... We didn't deserve anything better than we got. You can slice it how you want, and you can talk about letdowns and all those things. It's...
Did it seem too relaxed after Friday's game?
You know, I mean, you guys do the math, you figure it out, I mean. But clearly that's what we, the players and the coaches, have to look at. You have to look, you know, I live in a house with mirrors, so that's the first place that I look, in my own mirror, and figure out how did this happen like this. So I'll wrestle with that for a while. It's really easy to blame all the players and everything else, but it's not only the players. It's all of us. That includes trainers and everybody. It's all of us in the room, and that's what we have to figure out.
Got a big road trip coming up. How do you try and get back on track?
It's a game. We got a game. You can play Pittsburgh, you know, like you're going to focus on Pittsburgh. Nothing will change there, you know. These next games are going to identify what we are, who we are.
Is it added frustration that happens like this time of the year, or if this was game 10? Same frustration. Last one. Do you think like you should?
No, the first 10 games and game 70 and game 10 is a big difference. You know, that's why the disappointments. But winning in this league is difficult, and you know that, and we knew that, and we should have learned that lesson, yet, however you want to look at it, is there deception in your brain? You know, maybe there is. Maybe we're happy and too busy being happy that we won on Friday and that we can just show up on Sunday. You can say the right things. It's not what you say. It's what you do. It's your actions. It's not, it's nothing to do with what you say. Thanks.
That was fair.
Fair's good. Okay, guys, so there's nothing tomorrow morning. So basically there's no availability.